At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'm standing in my own living room, phone recording, as my mother-in-law's voice fills the baby shower with her ultimatum. If that baby isn't named Gabriel, Maya, and the child will be completely cut off. 40 family members and friends are hearing every word of the threat that nearly destroyed my marriage. But what happens next will shock you even more than what they demanded we name our son. Hi, I'm Evren. Today, I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. This all happened 3 years ago when my life seemed perfect on the surface. I was married to Maya, my college sweetheart, and we were expecting our first child. I thought I had it all figured out until her family showed me just how wrong I could be. Maya's family always seemed a little intense, but I figured every family has their quirks. Her mother, Victoria, was this perfectly put-together woman who spoke in this sweet voice that somehow made everything sound like a command. Her father, Kenneth, was quieter but always backed up whatever Victoria said. Then there was Trevor, Maya's older brother, who had this way of making suggestions that felt more like threats. "Evren, darling," Victoria said during one of our weekly dinners, "I've been thinking about the nursery colors. Soft blues and whites would be so much more appropriate than those bold colors you picked." "We already painted it," I replied, trying to keep my voice even. "Oh, paint can always be changed," Kenneth chimed in with that fake smile of his. Maya squeezed my hand under the table. "Mom, we really like the colors we chose." "Of course, sweetie, but sometimes we need guidance from those with more experience," Victoria said, that sweet voice getting just a little sharper. The next week, I came home from work to find Victoria and Trevor in our nursery with paint supplies. They'd already started covering our carefully chosen green walls with boring beige. "Surprise," Victoria announced. "We thought we'd help you fix this little mistake." "This isn't a mistake," I said, my voice probably louder than it should have been. "This is our home, our baby's room." Trevor stepped forward, crossing his arms. "Look, brother, we're just trying to help here. No need to get all worked up." "I'm not your brother," I shot back. The tension in that room was thick enough to cut. Maya stood frozen between us, looking like she wanted to disappear. "Evren, honey," Victoria said in that sickeningly sweet tone, "we're all family here. Family helps family make the right choices." That word "right" hung in the air like a threat. Later that night, Maya tried to smooth things over. "They mean well, Evren. They've always been protective." "Protective is one thing, Maya. This is something else entirely." But I had no idea how much deeper this rabbit hole went. Victoria's comments about making right choices were just the beginning. The real storm was building, and I was completely unprepared for what her family had planned for our unborn child. Little did I know, the nursery paint was nothing compared to what they wanted to control next. The nursery incident was just the start. Victoria began showing up at our house unannounced, using the spare key Maya had given her for emergencies. I'd come home from work to find her going through our mail or rearranging our kitchen cabinets. "I was just organizing things properly," Victoria would say whenever I caught her. "Maya's always been so scattered with these things." Maya would just apologize and thank her mother, like this was normal behavior. Things got worse when Victoria started demanding we attend their spiritual meetings. Every Sunday, she'd call with the same request. "It's time you both joined us for our gatherings," Victoria insisted over the phone. "Gabriel has such wonderful wisdom to share, especially for expecting parents." "Who's Gabriel?" I asked Maya after yet another one of these calls. Maya got this uncomfortable look on her face. He's our spiritual advisor. My family's followed his teachings for years." "What kind of teachings?" "Just guidance on living properly, making the right decisions for our families." There was that word again. "Right." Kenneth started calling me at work, which was weird because we'd barely spoken one-on-one before. "Son, I think it's time we had a man-to-man conversation," Kenneth said during one of these calls. "There are certain responsibilities that come with joining our family." "I thought I already joined your family when I married Maya." "Well, yes, but there are deeper commitments, spiritual commitments. Why don't you come to our next gathering?" I declined, politely but firmly. That's when Trevor got involved. He started dropping by my office, claiming he was in the neighborhood. "You know, Evren," Trevor said during one of these visits, leaning against my desk like he owned the place, "family loyalty is everything to us. We take care of our own, but we also expect certain considerations in return." "What kind of considerations?" Trevor smiled, but it didn't reach his eyes. "Oh, you'll understand soon enough. Let's just say when you're part of this family, you follow family traditions. All of them." The pressure was getting to Maya. She'd started having these crying fits where she'd apologize for her family's behavior, but also defend them. "They just care so much," Maya would sob. "They want what's best for us and the baby." "Maya, going through our mail isn't caring. Showing up uninvited isn't caring. This is control." "You don't understand how protective they can be." "Protective of what?" She'd never give me a straight answer. The final straw came when Victoria called Maya directly, and I heard the conversation through the thin walls of our bedroom. "The baby's name needs careful consideration, sweetheart," Victoria was saying. "There are proper names, spiritual names that will ensure the child's righteous path." Maya's voice was shaky. "Mom, Evren and I haven't even discussed names yet." "Well, you need to guide him toward the right choice. Gabriel has very specific ideas about names that honor our faith." I felt a chill run down my spine. They were planning to control even our child's name. The confrontation came on a rainy Thursday evening. Victoria, Kenneth, and Trevor showed up at our door together, which immediately put me on edge. Maya let them in, and they arranged themselves in our living room like they were holding court. "We need to discuss something very important," Victoria announced, her sweet facade completely gone. "It's about the baby's name." "We haven't even found out the gender yet," I said. "It doesn't matter," Kenneth replied. "The name will be Gabriel regardless." The room went dead silent. Maya's face went white. "Excuse me," I said. Trevor leaned forward. "Gabriel is our spiritual leader's name. It's tradition in our family that the firstborn son carries his name to honor our faith." "And if it's a girl?" I asked. "Gabrielle," Victoria stated matter-of-factly. I looked at Maya, waiting for her to say something, anything. She was staring at her hands. "That's not happening," I said firmly. Victoria's expression hardened. "Evren, you clearly don't understand how serious this is. Gabriel has guided our family for over 15 years. Every major decision, every blessing we've received, comes through his wisdom. I don't care about your Gabriel. We'll name our child whatever we want." Trevor stood up. "See, this is the problem. You think you have a choice here?" "I know I have a choice." Kenneth shook his head slowly. "Son, you're not understanding the situation. This isn't a request." Maya finally spoke, her voice barely a whisper. "Evren, maybe we should consider—" "No," I cut her off. "Maya, this is our child." Victoria's voice turned ice cold. "If you refuse to honor our family's spiritual commitment, then you're not really part of this family." "What's that supposed to mean?" Trevor answered with a smirk. "It means if that baby isn't named Gabriel, Maya and the child will be completely cut off. No contact, no support, no inheritance, nothing." Maya started crying. "Mom, please don't do this." "Sweetheart, this is entirely up to your husband," Victoria said, her tone suggesting it was anything but up to me. "He can choose to respect our beliefs and remain part of this family, or he can choose his pride and lose everything." Kenneth added, "And Maya, you know what happens to family members who side with outsiders over blood?" The threat was crystal clear. Maya would lose her entire family if she supported me. "You're insane," I said. "We're faithful," Victoria corrected. "Gabriel teaches that family unity comes through spiritual obedience. The baby's name is just the beginning, Evren. There will be many more decisions that require your submission to proper guidance." Trevor crossed his arms. "So what's it going to be? Name the kid Gabriel and stay in the family, or choose your stubborn pride and watch Maya lose everyone she's ever loved. Maya was sobbing now, caught between her manipulative family and her husband. I realized in that moment that this was never going to end. The name was just their first test of control. I knew I had to act fast. Maya was breaking down under the pressure, and her family was tightening their grip. That's when I called my sister Sophia. They threatened to disown Maya if we don't name our baby after their cult leader, I explained. That's insane, Sophia said. We need to document everything they've said and done. Over the next week, I recorded every conversation with Victoria's family. Maya finally opened up about years of manipulation, how they controlled her college choices, her career, even her friends. Gabriel wasn't just a spiritual advisor, he was the puppet master pulling all the strings. He decides everything, Maya confessed through tears. Who we date, what jobs we take, where we live. I thought it was normal until I met you. The showdown came at Maya's baby shower. Victoria had insisted on hosting it, inviting the entire extended family and neighborhood friends. She planned to announce the baby's name publicly, thinking the social pressure would force our compliance. Everyone, please gather around, Victoria announced to the crowd of 40 people. I have wonderful news about our precious grandchild's name. I stood up. Actually, Victoria, I have something to share first. The room fell silent. I pulled out my phone and played the recording from that Thursday night. Victoria's voice filled the room. If you refuse to honor our family's spiritual commitment, then you're not really part of this family. Then Trevor's voice. It means if that baby isn't named Gabriel, Maya and the child will be completely cut off. The guests looked shocked. Maya's Aunt Linda gasped. Victoria, you actually threatened to disown your own daughter? Over a baby's name? Added Maya's cousin Rachel. Kenneth tried to defend them. You don't understand our spiritual beliefs. Spiritual beliefs don't involve threatening pregnant women, interrupted Maya's grandmother Rose, Victoria's own mother. Victoria, I'm ashamed of you. I tried to grab my phone. You had no right. Actually, I had every right to protect my family from your manipulation, I said calmly. Within days, the consequences snowballed. Rose called the entire extended family, spreading word about Victoria's behavior. Their church friends distanced themselves when they learned about the controlling tactics. Trevor's business clients canceled contracts after hearing about the threats. Kenneth's golf buddies stopped including him in their group. Maya finally found her strength. I'm done, she told her parents when they called begging for reconciliation. You chose control over love, and now you get neither. 2 months later, Victoria called me directly, sobbing. Evren, please, I'm sorry. We made terrible mistakes. Can we start over? No, I said simply. You showed us who you really are. That doesn't get erased with an apology. I hung up. Maya and I named our son Leo after my grandfather. Maya's toxic family became strangers, and our real family, the people who loved us without conditions, grew stronger. Sometimes the best revenge is simply refusing to let toxic people back into your life, no matter how desperately they apologize.